It's beautiful whenever you can express things that are on your heart, in your head, and just get it out. If somebody likes it, somebody does. If it impacts somebody, that's the whole point. But as you release it, you could look at what you just said and be like, I don't actually think that way. It's important to know that, like, it's okay. Everybody goes through these things. Everybody has random thoughts in their head. They don't always articulate themselves in a beautiful, perfect way, but just say it, knowing that you're giving somebody strength when you speak, when you talk, when you show up. Hello, you're a person. Like, keep showing up. If you just joined a live, I'm doing a podcast. Somebody didn't join. I had an episode, they didn't join, and I'm recording one right here, but I'm like, why not go live? So, hello. Hope you're having a good day, though. I'm just expressing my thoughts. Sahil, what's good? But anyways, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have a forum. What do you call this? A pod, a forum, anything, an open space to share. Because again, sharing is how we actually impact other people, because there's so many people that think the same way. If you're watching, if you're listening, you might think some way. And you're like, damn, he just said that out loud on a pod. Like, wait, hold up. Let me lean into this more. And then as you lean in more, you understand that you're not the only person like this. You're not the only person breathing that feels this way. It's connection. And then in that connection, we can build actually modes to get out of this way of thinking. Because it's one way. I say it all the time. You can feel all damn day long. But like, you have to do something about the way you feel. There's a lot of people that, you know, they get on platforms like social media and YouTube and different things, and they just feel and they talk about how they're feeling. They say, oh, that's self-awareness. And I don't think it is at all that. I think it's like different, totally different, because that's not growing. Like, you're aware. Yeah, you're aware of how you feel, but are you aware of the steps to get the hell out of that way of feeling? Like, there's no progress staying stagnant. And if you feel a way, it's like, okay, I feel this way. I have this thought. How do I get out of it? Interrogate the thought. Is that side, does that, you know, match what I think about myself actually? And if it does, okay, does it match about the manufacturer, the one who made me, my daddy? Does it match what he say about me? To me, hell no. So, all right, this is a faulty thought. And if it's faulty, I'm going to take that whole back to who made me and understand that you're not living your life for yourself. There's a lot of people. And before I say a lot of people, I'd be wanting to check myself. And like, no, you, nigga, you. Like, ain't no just a lot of people. You sometimes. There's me that you get so anal about the things that you're doing. You just want to do it one way and you only see you. You only see you. And you're like, damn, if I messed up, if I wasn't perfect, if I could have did things better. You take that and you sit with it in your head, not knowing that, bro, like, as you step into these things, there's somebody that you should be asking for guidance. Pops, my foundation. If you're not a believer, I could only speak to my foundation. This is what it is. And I'm grateful that I don't have to figure all the things out, because that's hard. If you're watching it, it's probably hard figuring out for yourself. Because you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know what you'll need to know later. He does. And it's so powerful because he shows you different things. It's like, why am I reading certain things and certain odd topics that I don't need actually in this moment right now? God is placing all these things around me. That's why it's so intentional. I ramble a lot. That's who I am. Who cares? That's why God is placing all these things around me to, oh, try that, do that, say yes to that. You don't know. Why would you say no? Because this version of you doesn't know. That's not the only version I created. So learn so many different ways to be yourself, so many different ways to grow. Then you start growing as you step to this place. You're like, oh, shit, I learned about that. I knew about that because of someone knew something about me that I didn't even know. God knew I would need all this stuff to when I get to this place, to when I show up and then people see me like, oh, damn. How does a basketball player know about that? How does somebody with that background know about that? It's purposeful. Every step in this life, everything that you're doing, your now, your tomorrow, your now is creating your next. And to know that if you stay present and stay in your now and interrogate the thoughts that you have in your now, and then doesn't that thought, if you stop it at the door, at the gate, and be like, halt, we ain't going past this. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to speak nothing that's not true to my foundation. Yeah, you can think something. And that's the thing that always gets, you know, people confused. They're like, nigga, you a robot then? Or nigga, who you think you just, no. Everybody experiences life the whole way. Thank you, bro. Everybody experiences life the whole same in different ways. It's like whole same in different ways. Everybody experiences life in a different way. It's like when you have a thought, obviously everybody breathing has negative thoughts come to them. But the fact that somebody doesn't voice their negative thought doesn't mean they're not going through the same things. It means they don't open a big damn mouth and speak it, because everything that was spoken, look around you, everything that was spoken came to life. The things that you say will come to life if you keep saying it. So I'm not going to say the things that I feel. If I think a certain way, I'm going to be like, okay, I don't want to feel this way. I'm going to interrogate this thought. And I'm just so passionate about that, because there's so much online that's bullshit, bro. Like feeling and feeling. Then you get a community around you about feelings and feelings. And, oh, today I'm depressed because of this. And that's power in itself to voice that. But then what? Week two, we still talking about depressed. Week three, depressed. Week four, depressed. Week five, depressed. Week 10, depressed. Year two, depressed. Year three, depressed all your damn life. Because of what? Because of what? It's because I think that's hurting people more than it is helping. The only thing for me, it's bringing community. That's great. But then what? Like, because some people aren't even tired of that. Like, I don't like thinking other way because I'm comfortable in the way that I think. Yeah, I'm comfortable in being depressed. That's where I've always lived. That's where I've always resided. That's my address. Depression. That's my address. Obviously, it's not God forbid, but that's where they've always been. They don't know anything else. And to actually step out of that, it's uncomfortable because growth is uncomfortable. And growth, there's tension from where you are to where you're trying to go. There's tension in the middle. They don't want that struggle. They don't want that thought of even going back and seeing, why am I depressed? If I go back and this thought, this belief that I had before, if I interrogate that thought, it's going to open up things and reveal things to myself that like, I don't want to even think about anymore. Not knowing that like depressing, you're already feeling that way anyway. So it's like, why don't we go down the deep end to figure out like, whoa, the thought that I had then, I was looking at my life through the lens of a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, a 10-year-old. I was looking at my life in a faulty lens, because that's not actually what happened when I look back. When I look back on my life, I'm looking at my pics. I'm getting to know, you know, my parents, the different people that were in that situation, what they had to go through. I can empathize and see like, damn, like if I was in their shoes, I probably would have thought and did the same things. If I go back on my life and I understand that I'm not the only person breathing in that whole situation, that I was just a piece of product in the whole mix. When I go back on my life and know that that wasn't the truth, you can fast forward and look at your now and say, damn, I could be a different person. I have a choice to become the version of me today that will help tomorrow. People need to know that. You need to know that. You can be whoever you want to be with a mindset knowing that, okay, today's a new day. Today I take a new breath. Today I can have a different thought. And even if I have the thoughts from the past, I can rest my ass, wake up tomorrow and punch that thought in the mouth with the truth. And through this whole time, oh, like I told you, there's different screens. Look at my lips. They kind of white. Damn. They white and like dry, but bro, it's good. It's good. I think we all need to have these moments to where if our plans don't work out the way it should, like a podcast, not being a podcast and just being a vent session with me and the camera in the room with the setup that took me 8 hours, but now I just leave it like that. So whenever it doesn't go the way you want it to actually say, okay, like, damn, I was anxious before this. Now I just got it out and I feel better. God working behind the scenes without me knowing. Duh, that's life.
Coming off a week of being in LA and
the back and forth and so many things going wrong, I didn't have the chance to really sit back and reflect. I still really haven't, because I went to a wedding last night and I haven't even written or wrote anything. Like, that's foreign to me. But as I sit back in my room, my lights are turned off, my ear plugs are in, and I'm just trying to get in a space creatively to where I can just express my thoughts and how I feel and everything. And I think if you're listening, this is a good kind of practice for you. If you just want to get away or lock yourself off the face of the map, so to speak, and get to how you feel and, you know, your next steps, your next weeks, like if you're trying to plan, just getting in the dark room, in the back room, will help. I know for me, this is essential for me, because I know with this podcast, I always speak on it, just different ways I want to wander and try new avenues and just new ways to get this thought and this message out. And speaking of wandering, it just gets my mind on wandering. And this past week, it just has my mind focused on being in a different place. And I say this because being in LA and being in Austin a couple weeks early, I have this desire low key. I'm like, man, should I move? Like, should I actually not be in Dallas? Should I not be here? Because I feel like every time I get around individuals who are charged up the same way and are creatively driven towards something in a way I've never been around ever in my life. I've always been around driven people to play the game of basketball. Obviously, it's an art. It's creative in a different way. But I don't know. I'm just so curious and so passionate about not only podcasting, but art now in a different way. It's so cool to see people passionate about videography and their brands, and if they're artists or if they're creative. I don't know. I guess it's because I'm so passionate about it now. I study it all the time. Like, I'll sit here and watch a YouTuber and not watch it for the creative, not watch it for like the entertainment part of it, but like watch it because of the way they cut their scenes or how they're overemphasizing a word or just how they're expressing themselves on camera. Now that I just saw how hard it was, like during the broadcasting with the NBA Players Association, I'm like, wait, like this isn't a game. Like, this is an actual craft. And I don't know. I'm kind of seeing the beauty in it. I say wander because a lot of the times we don't allow ourselves to wander enough. You know, if you're listening to this Monday through Friday, you're probably not wandering. You're probably just listening to this on the little minutes that you have, whether it's on the drive to work, on the drive back from work, you're eating, but you don't really have the space to creatively wander on your next steps. I think that's so important, because after these two trips, I'm like, man, maybe I'm doing everything wrong, or maybe I'm supposed to be in these different avenues, or maybe God placed me in these different spaces to see what it would be like. Yeah, he's opening doors for me to meet people, to impact people's lives, but maybe he's showing me like, okay, this is where you should be, or this is where I'm taking you next. And it just has me on a plane back or on a ride back home, and I'm just thinking like, maybe this track for my life I thought that I was on is not the only way to do it.
Hey, Genix, you going off?